TR Mobile. Tom, I'll say good afternoon to you. I don't know if you're copying me okay. K4WCL, John here, mobile in Oconee County.
John, yes, yeah, you got a little scratch in there, but a nice signal today. How's your day going, sir?
Good for a Wednesday, a.k.a. Saturday in the world of retirees. We're actually headed to our place in Georgia for a couple days. Going down today and probably come back up on Sunday to avoid the Labor Day traffic. So hopefully my plan, if executed correctly, will keep me out of holiday traffic. What you out and about doing?
Taking Bernice down to urgent care. She has a UTI, and she'll have to get some antibiotics, I think. But I'm back to driving. I just had triple bypass surgery, and so I'm pretty happy, I'll tell you for sure. Still got pain in my feet and where they harvested the veins, but they removed them 24 staples out of my chest day before yesterday, so thank the good Lord, I feel pretty good about it, John.
Well, very sorry to hear that you had to have triple bypass surgery, but also glad to hear that sounds like everything went pretty good. I didn't know you were having heart issues. I know you were going to the doctors a lot. So how long ago did you have the surgery? And are you feeling better? Do you notice a difference? And sorry to hear about Bernice and what she's dealing with. Getting old ain't for sissies, is it, my friend?
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty had the same thing, by golly. No, I'm pretty happy, and I had a catheter that, you know, they went up and looked at my heart, and they said some of those arteries looked like spaghetti, and they couldn't put a stent in them. They were so crooked. So that's the reason I had to have mine. Good afternoon, Rusty, W2TN0TR. I'm with K4WCL, John.
To both of you, and heard you in there. And finishing my lunch as I head back from Greenville back over to Spartanburg, or in the Simpsonville area. And got to make one stop on the way, but, you know, things are what they are. But Elaine was having an acupuncture treatment today. And I'm coming along pretty good with my recovery from the heart thing, because I think as of Friday, I will be 12 weeks. It'll be 12 weeks, 3 months since I had mine. So that's working out for me pretty good. And hope everything's going good with you, Tom. And I heard about Bernice having some problems, and she's got our prayers there, too. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir, Rusty. Nice to hear you back on the radio. I haven't been on much. That's the reason I haven't answered your calls. I guess that's a good reason. I have a mobile mount antenna on the fireplace in the front room, and a little switch mode fire supply I bought years ago. And therefore, I've been able to get on the net once in a while. That's about the height of it. But to answer your question, John, I had mine August the 4th, and they forgot to give me the medicines I needed. Or somebody dropped the ball at the hospital, and I went back into AFib, had to go back in the next night to Greer Hospital, and they gave me the right medicines and let me out the next day. I don't know how many days that is, 23 days, I guess, something like that. But I kept going into AFib now and then, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times. But they said that's not highly unusual. But it feels like a tom-tom in your chest when it goes that way. I've known many people that had it. Leastwise, they didn't have to shock me, John. Go ahead.
Well, that they didn't have to shock you. You know, it's amazing that 3 weeks. weeks later, you're out driving. Modern medicine is amazing. And Rusty, I think we've talked before because I remember asking you where you picked that two call up, because I'm originally from Tuland, although I haven't lived up that way since the early 1980s. But glad you're doing good with your heart procedure. I'm down here almost in Westminster. My receive is getting pretty scratchy. So I'll let you guys carry on. I'll make this later this weekend. So go ahead, Rusty. Pick it up, 7-3 from K4WCL.
All right, John. Well, you have a good day. Yeah, I remember talking to you and everything else. I'm coming along with mine. They let me out of the hospital. They did mine on Thursday and sent me home on Monday. So that was it for me and everything. But, yeah, Tom, I know you had a doctor's appointment the other day when I hollered at you because Dave came back to me. He said he had heard you had a doctor's appointment that morning. So everything went, and hopefully everything went good on that. Over.
73, John, nice hearing you. Watch out for that Atlanta traffic. And you can bring me back a new Kenwood 890. We'll call it a Christmas present if you got any extra change in your pocket. Have a good day, John. Oh, Rusty, yeah, I've had some complications. And I got to say, my legs hurt worse than anything, and my feet have been swelling like crazy. I don't know if you had that or not, but my legs were all black and blue, and my feet were all black and blue. And by evening, they swelled considerably. But I remember my mom having back in Kansas, where we lived, and she said her legs hurt worse than anything else. I still got some chest pain up there where they took them staples out yesterday or day before, wasn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
Day before.
Hi, Rusty.
And Bernice got a urinary tract infection. She didn't sleep well last night. She'd been slapping me around, you know, and so I decided I better go get her some medicine.
And if you've been slapping him he probably needed it very good, so, and everything's going along with that. But, no, I didn't have any swelling. I had some fluid on me that was in one of my lungs and everything else. And I had black and blue spot down on my leg, left leg, where they took away, harvested the veins for the bypass. And the other plaque and blue place I had was where they went up the arm for the when I did my heart cath. So that's basically it was mine. But other than that, you know, I didn't have any other than that. And they didn't use staples on me to put me back together. They just glued me back together, Tom. So, you know, that's what it was with mine. So, I've dealt with it. I've got a little bit of pain up there occasionally on the chest. But most of the time, it's, you know, I'm not having a problem with it and anything like that. So, you know, things are coming along. And stepped on the scales this morning, and I was down to 192 pounds. So that means I've lost 17 pounds since I had the, from the time I went in the hospital to the time I got, from the time I got out of the hospital to now. So I've dropped a good bit of weight, Tom. Over.
This is N0 Tiamo. Well, congratulations, Rusty. And they wired my chest back together. And then on top, I don't know if they glued it or not, but it also had staples, which, you know, they don't hurt a whole lot when they pull them out. You would just click, 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 all 24, and no bleeding at all. And if it was, you just touched it with the gauze and it stopped. But it sounded like you had a better deal. I was in the hospital 7 days, and I think my biggest complaint was the wound care wasn't sent in for a wound on my backside. And it was bad, and they should have. And then dropping the ball and not getting me those medicines to keep me out of AFib was another serious mistake. It wasn't the doctors. It was somebody who called those prescriptions in. Amy went down and picked them up, and there was only one down at Walmart at Taylor's. Well, she didn't know any different, you know, and I called the cardiac nurse, and she said, oh, no, that's the four most important ones you need. Go back down there. So Bernice drove me back down there, and I had the prescriptions in hand, and they had not signed them. It had the doctor's name on it. That was on an 8.5 by 11 sheet, which usually they just put on those little sheets, you know. But yet, there was some apprehension about filling them without a doctor's real signature on them, you know, because anybody could have printed them. But 7 days in the hospital was miserable, and I had 99% were just grade 10, wonderful nurses, and I had one tick that was a pain in the butt. But other than that, they treated me real nice.
Medicines I needed to go home with, they filled all of mine there at the hospital, so I didn't have to go out and get any, pick up any anyplace else. They filled them all there. In fact, I could have gone back for the first refills there, too. So, anyway, Tom, I've stopped over here at Publix where I need to be out here at Five Points on Woodruff Road. Let me run inside, and I'll be back in a few minutes, and I'll holler at you then. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. It's nice to hear you. I am getting ready to pull into urgent care, so I probably won't be there. But congratulations again on your recovery. I just had some complications, and one doctor told me, he says, you can just touch your heart, you know, really touch it, and it can go into AFib. He said it's a very sensitive thing, so not highly unusual, but you take care and say hello to Elaine, and we'll talk to you down the line. W2T and 0TR is clear and QRT.